Radio.com.
Every show, we go inside the Beltway and tee it up with the true insiders from Talk Radio News. Our pal, Jeff Holtzman, in the wings. Big day today, Jeff, because the president spoke about health care seemingly in depth, trying to knock down, I think, all of the attacks, the things that even his own party has been critical of, or at least some members, some senators, and some Congress folks as well. So very interesting. One of the things I took out of this is one of the comments he said is, it's not like iTunes. It was like he was referencing a couple of different things. So first of all, overall, what did you think the tone of the president's message was?
I think the president, overall, what the White House did today and what the president was saying at his press conference was sort of an effort to really put the onus on insurance companies, Kate. And it seems like every day there's a new twist to Obamacare. Yesterday we talked about the fact that enrollment numbers in the first month weren't as high as the administration was hoping for. Now it looks like the administration is responding to pressure from, you know, consumers and from critics of the law who say that millions of people are getting dropped from their insurance plans by coming up with a sort of patch or fix. And that's what the president was talking about today. But what that patch or fix or however you want to describe it does is really just shifts the onus onto insurance companies and away from this White House, because it's a voluntary measure. It's not mandated that insurance companies continue to offer these policies. It's essentially a voluntary program. They can continue to offer them if they want, or if they have the virtual, you know, means to do so. And in some cases, I think we're going to find out, Kate, that insurance companies are not going to be able to offer those plans. We'll see. But already, you know, the state insurance commissioner in Washington State came out and said they're not going to do that. So there's going to be some pushback. But I think by and large, like I said, I think this is an effort for the White House to put it all on insurance companies and say, look, if your plan is getting canceled, that's because the insurance company decided to do that. And we're giving them the opportunity to keep offering you that plan. But if they still decide they don't want to do that, it's on them. It's not on us. So I think that was by and large the message today.
But the insurance companies, you would imagine, is going to be blowback from that, because they're saying, well, it's your regulations. It's affordable health care that changed the regulations, and that's why we don't meet the standards, so we had to change it.
Exactly. I mean, this whole thing is so fascinating because, you know, first off, the insurance companies have largely been demonized by this administration for discriminating against people with pre-existing medical conditions and putting lifetime limits on their in terms of how much they're going to spend to insure people, and all sorts of things. And that was really the impetus for this law, right? It was because the insurance marketplace was, you know, the wild, wild west, as so many administration officials have put it. And insurance companies weren't being held, to the proper standards. And so this law put in all these new regulations and established sort of minimum areas of coverage that insurance companies had to comply with. And so now for the administration to put insurance companies through the ringer and say, look, we need you to offer your customers more. We need you to not only do that, but we need you to, you know, go out there and try to attract new customers so that these insurance marketplaces, these pools, so to speak, are cost effective. And then for them to go ahead and say, you know what, we want you to at least undo that temporarily. Go ahead and keep offering those plans that we deem substandard because, you know, this is politically bad for us. We can't keep getting blamed by everyone for these cancellations. It's just, it's unbelievable. It's fascinating. I mean, did you think we'd ever be here? I didn't.
No. No, I think it's fascinating. Watching the whole press conference was amazing, and then looking at what's being said is it's just wild. And, you know, now you have on the Hill, of course, the pushback to that, because if I'm like Senator Mary Landrieu and I'm in Louisiana, I want to be reelected, I have to absolutely say that Obama messed up this plan, that there has to be a fix. We're pushing on him to fix it. And somehow I have to preserve my relationship with the Democrats, too, as well. So I think the Democrats' role in this has been fascinating, don't you?
Yeah, it's certainly evolved to the point where there are a lot of of new emerging storylines in terms of Democratic infighting. You know, just a couple weeks ago, we were talking about the government shutdown, and the main storyline in D.C. was that Republicans were engulfed in a civil war. It appears to be the other way around now. Democrats appear to be the ones fighting over each other, and in this case, it's to preserve their status as members of Congress. Mary Landrieu and a number of other Senate Democrats are up for re-election next year. The last thing they want, and the last thing that they think is going to help them, is people receiving insurance cancellation notices because of a law that they voted for. So what Landrieu is working on, and she has a bill, it's out there. We don't know if it's going to get a vote, but the principle is the same as what the White House announced today. Basically, it would allow people to keep their insurance plans. But Landrieu's bill is a little different because there's a mandate in there. It would actually require insurance companies to continue offering those plans that the White House deems substandard for an indefinite amount of time, whereas the White House plan simply, you know, allows insurance companies to make the voluntary decision to offer those plans for one more year. So Landrieu's plan is a mandatory type of thing. And then there's a plan from Mark Udall, another Democrat in Colorado who's up for re-election, that would actually it would sort of mirror the White House's plan, but for 2 years instead of 1 year. And actually, if you think about it time-wise, it would put the issue beyond next year's midterms. Because if the White House, if the administrative solution that the president pitched today, if that takes shape, then we could be right back here in the same place next year with people receiving cancellation notices, you know, right around the election. So it's kind of interesting. And then, of course, in the House, and we might have talked about this the other night, but there's still plans to vote on Friday on a bill from Fred Upton that would, again, it's a voluntary measure. It would allow insurance companies to continue offering those plans that don't meet the minimum standards put in place by the Affordable Care Act, but for an indefinite amount of time, not just 1 year, but, you know, for as long as insurance companies would like. And the House Republicans have really been sitting back and enjoying this bickering between Democrats and, you know, this floundering by President Obama to explain what's going on. In fact, as we speak, they're on the floor reading stories from constituents who have sent them letters explaining that they've had their policies canceled. So Republicans are really playing this up. We'll see which of these proposals, you know, gets through Congress. I mean, the House proposal obviously is going to be voted on. It probably will pass, but I don't know if it's going to be taken up by the Senate. But, you know, there are even some Democrats who say that the president's solution might not be constitutional because he's proposing administrative fixes to a law that was legislated, that was passed by Congress. So there's a lot at play here.
Yeah. This is all anyone's talking about in Washington, right? If you go to Old Ebbets Grill, everybody's talking about this.
Old Ebbets Grill, one of my favorite stops, just a couple blocks down here from the White House. Yeah, I mean, this is the talk of the town right now. And I think a lot of people predicted this would be a big story right about now because obviously the insurance marketplace is all launched on October 1st. No one really thought that it would go 100% smoothly. There would be a lot of issues with the site. That came up at today's press conference here at the White House as well. The president said no one informed him directly that the site was not going to work properly before it launched on October 1st. So that's kind of interesting. And then the president said, you know, we're working on making it fully functional for the majority of users. And that's kind of interesting if you pay attention to the language, because officials from HHS and CMS, they've said that the site is going to be fully functional for the vast majority of users. The president seemingly downgraded that today, Kate. He said it's going to be fully functional for the majority of users. So I think the White House is really sort of scaling back ambitions right now with the site. They know there are a lot of problems with it. And really, Kate, I think the website is the key to this law. They need this thing to work. And so we'll see if they can get it done by the end of this month.
Yeah, no kidding. All right, Jeff Holtzman, good to talk to you as always. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Kate. Take care.
You too. Of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as a global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
My name is Frank Bates, and I got a confession to make. Just a few days ago, FEMA went directly to my supplier and tried to buy my entire stockpile of high-quality survival food. It sounds crazy, but I'll show you the exact letter they sent in a minute. Revealing FEMA's plot could land me in hot water, and I think you deserve to know exactly what they're doing. Go to FEMAHatesThis.com to see undeniable video proof that the government is on the hunt for as much survival food as they can grab in 24 hours. Be warned, it's really disturbing because the fact is FEMA must know something we don't. Go to FEMAHatesThis.com to see why survival food is the number one item to hoard right now and why supplies are so low or even completely sold out already at many stores across America. Do it now, because I don't know how long it will be online, so go to FEMAHatesThis.com while you can. That's FEMAHatesThis.com.
Talking about over Obamacare. And so really the next few months are critical in the sense of telling us what ultimately this whole thing is going to look like, I think. You know, and the president offered the big fix for the problem, and he threw it back, as Jeff Holtzman said, on the insurance people. That, yep, Americans can keep their individual plans for another year. That was the big provision. And this way he can get all the Democrats off his back, all his members of his party that want to be reelected and are worried this is killing their chances. So the uproar, trying to quell the uproar over the cancellations, has really held the White House hostage for weeks and really shined a giant floodlight on the president's promise that people could keep their health care plans if they liked them, their insurance plans if they liked them, and he could not get around that. See, it just shows you, I say this all the time, and I'm going to say it again if you've never heard the show, this is why there is power in numbers and power to the people. And people don't believe it. They think, oh, forget it. You know, Washington, it's a stranglehold of Democrats or Republicans or the ideology or whatever the conversation, wherever it's being driven. But that's not true. When you see something that looks like a rat, smells like a rat, and it is, because he said that, and there's no way to reel that back in. This is modern times where you grab the clips up in a moment's notice, and we've played them all over the air. So now, not being able to take the sting out of it, they have to roll it back and say, go ahead, this is what we talk to the insurance companies. State insurance commissioners are going to be able to extend the existing plans, and we'll give you that extra year. But here's the thing. So you get the extra year. It takes you through midterms, and then it's the same quandary. So if you're one of those people, if you say, no, I want my insurance coverage, okay, you can have that insurance coverage. But a year from now, the same thing is going to happen to you, only there's not an election at stake. And there's no Senator Mary Landrieu screaming about the president and his promise and how he has to honor it. Or Senator Dianne Feinstein saying the same thing, that she was getting 30,000 emails and calls. 30,000. And one of the things that we're going to let you hear this throughout the show, one of the things the president said is, you know, this fix won't solve every problem for every person, but it's going to help a lot of people. So he put the onus on the renewals and all that other sort of stuff on the insurers ultimately. They get that additional year of coverage. But the insurers have to notify the people who have the policies of the difference in benefits between their policies and the Obamacare plan that's available, get this, on the insurance exchanges. Because here's the problem, and this is why this was such a ruse from the beginning. The exchanges will collapse if there's not enough people on them, if there are not enough young, healthy people to balance out the older people who jump on the exchanges. And if people want to keep their plans, that's what they're going to do. Even if you keep it for another year, that's what you'll do. And the same thing, the same scenario, like I said, will come back around again. And here's the other thing. Not everybody who got a cancellation notice will be able to extend, because it's up to the commissioners and the companies to do that. So now this entire nightmare gets shifted on the companies. So think of California, Idaho, Virginia, Kentucky. They're saying, nuh-uh, you got a cancellation notice, it's what you got to stick to. We're requiring all the individual plans to adhere to the new ACA rules. So here's the thing. For some people, it's a no-go anyway. For others, they're going to have to wait and see if their exchanges will, if their state commissioners will do it. And then they're going to be forced to jump on the exchanges in a year anyway, no matter what. So here's a snippet of what the president had to say about insurance and this conundrum. We got it in just a second, so hang on. The president is in the wings. We're going to let you... We'll let you hear what he had to say. Like I said, most of it centered around some of what I just mentioned and a few other nuggets he threw out, too, as well, all centering around the idea that for a year, you would not have to give up your plan. But some people that got the notices, as I said, won't have to worry about that. We're going to have those clips coming up in our next segment. So the healthcare.gov, the tech fixes have to happen. If they don't happen, it's even more disastrous for, this president, obviously. And that's going to be continued. We're going to continue that conversation here on the show. So let me throw out the numbers, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. We know we started off, 106,000 people signed up for the insurance. Fewer than 27,000 of them went through healthcare.gov. We know all the nonsense with the site and how much we're paying for the site and all of that. We have until March 31st to sign up for a plan. You have to select it, pay for it, and have that plan by December 15th for the coverage to start January 1st. So this is just the gift that keeps on giving to the Republicans. And I'm sure they weren't thrilled about the idea that the president came forward with a fix, but the fix is not a good plan. It's not a viable solution anyway, and the industry is going to be crippled by it, so there's going to be a lot of problems with insurance, a ton of problems. Also coming up in this hour of America tonight, more on Ed Snowden. You know, we knew that he had a ton of documents, but, man, he must have been on the job eating Doritos, drinking a soda, and downloading, because they say he might have released 200,000 documents at this point. So we go back to the same scenario. General Alexander is fuming because he's humiliated by what this kid has been able to do. Hoard documents and then leak them out all over the place and embarrass the NSA. Because at this point, we know everybody at some point has had their phone calls culled, no matter what they did with them, if they listened to some of them, didn't listen to some of them, or, you know, whatever. So 200,000 documents, 200,000. I mean, that is crazy to think about that. And what Alexander's trying to say, he's keeping up the pressure, that it increases the probability that a terrorist attack would get through. That's what he's saying. But he says it's absolutely wrong. We look back on it, people are going to see and understand that what we did wasn't wrong, that this is how we protected people. And he said it's hard to prevent leaks, that even moving forward in the future, it's very difficult. And so, of course, the most controversial part of this whole thing, which the NSA can never really give us the right answer for, is that they had access to the phone records of 70 million French citizens over a 30-day period. They had access to every single American, no matter what they say. If you even said the word terror or anything related to it, somehow, somewhere, your stuff was picked over. I don't care if it's metadata or not, and they store it for 5 years. It goes back to the same thing. How much is too much? What is it you're willing to do to be protected by the so-called terrorists? So this year in Washington has been one wacky year. Well, coming up in the next 6 weeks, when we take a look back at some of the big stories, the NSA, the leaked Snowden is going to be huge on the list. I predict I'm going to put it on my top five. And obviously, number one, two, or three is probably going to be Obamacare and the bungled rollout. All right, we're rolling on to the other side. Hang with us.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-807-8284. 1-800-807-8284. That's 1-800-807-8284. 1-800-807-8284.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
The plans are already out there that are affordable and people can get tax credits. We're going to help folks, you know, whose old plans have been canceled by the insurers. Many of them weren't very good. The investors here, if they're putting less money into health care costs, they can put more money in terms of hiring more workers and making sure that they're getting good pay. I want millions of Americans to make sure that they're not going broke when they get sick, and they can go to a doctor when their kid gets sick. And we're not apologizing for that. We are going to get this done.
All right, so this is some of what we've been talking about. We're going to get this done. The president trying to appease, I think, the people who are furious, obviously, over losing their plan, over 5 million people, and that number keeps growing. So now it's on the insurance companies because it's not a guarantee anyway. The state commissioners have to decide. And as I mentioned, you just heard, there were four states that say, we're not going to do that. So they're already out of the game, Virginia and California. And Kentucky, among those, they're saying, no, we're not doing that. So those people, they can't try to jump back on this. And I'll say it again. This is a temporary Band-Aid because it gets through the midterm elections. And then, ultimately, you end up in the same place, back in the same fairy tale, with the same ending. The same ending. So this, you're going to have some rejects here. And who knows how many that's going to be. And even the Health and Human Services Department is admitting that pretty much the plans in most cases, are costing you more. Now, we've had people, and I keep saying this, and I mean this. If you think it's better or it's better for you, you know people it's better for, light up the phone lines. I want to hear your story. But most of what we're getting like this from Dean in Illinois, Kate, I would never, ever vote for a Democrat again. And my whole life I've been a Democrat. I can't stand some of the ideology and hot air that comes out of the Republicans. But now I find that the Democrats are equally as poisonous. So I think I'd rather vote for the GOP. I've switched from a donkey to an elephant. I am so upset. You were right. The plan costs more, and boy, did it. My wife and I got a cancellation notice. We figured it out. It's 3 times more than what we were paying premium. We don't have that kind of money. And then the deductible shot up, and I don't know what they're talking about as far as better coverage, that it's more quality coverage, because it doesn't seem to be that much different than what we had before. Somebody explain to me why they just can't cut the crap and tell us that the agenda was to get us all on a single-payer system in the first place. Well, and this is what is echoing in so many of the emails that I'm getting. So in what's happening in most cases, it's the small businesses. It's the, you know, now you're going to have access to quality health care coverage is what people thought. And in some cases, if you're really struggling, it is better because you're going to get health care coverage you didn't have. But we're talking about people who are not in the middle. It's the people who are in the middle that are barely making it that are finding that. So the premiums, at least at this point, are higher. And the government now is saying that. HHS is saying that they're saying that it is higher. The Affordable Care Act is not it's going to cost you a little bit more now, but hey, 10 years from now, it's going to get cheaper. It's going to get cheaper down the road. You know what? You can't do that, though. You got to go with what's in front of you. You know, it's like when you go for a job or when you're negotiating anything, the price of anything. Once you put the price out there and you agree on that price, you can't be thinking that there's wiggle room and it's going to go lower. So for most people, this is not the case. And in many cases with the federal subsidies, they're finding that the coverage is going to be more expensive than the current coverage. So that certainly dissuades people from wanting to transition. And that's what started the whole thing, realizing, yeah, and this came from the HHS. People are not psyched about transitioning because they don't want to pay more money. So we keep going back to it. And we'll be talking about it throughout this hour here on America Tonight. How ripped off do you feel on a scale of 1 to 10, America? Do you feel like you were lied to and this was a ruse all the way along this whole time? Or do you feel like, okay, so Obama knew about the drop plans and he lied, or this was the spin they put on it, but it's for the greater good because eventually we'll see affordable health care. I cringe when I think of it. I cringe when I think of people getting those letters and thinking that, thinking everything was okay and then finding out that it's not okay and they are trying to figure out ways to now just be able to afford it. So if is the big word, if the state commissioner in your state allows it, you could go back and you could get your same coverage, but then you're going to have to give it up in a year anyway. So you'd have to come up with another plan. I mean, how did he not? This is what's so crazy. He's saying he didn't know. Do people not tell the president anything? We've heard this so many times now. It's a fairy tale. It's got to be a fairy tale. The president vented, basically, when he spoke at his press conference. He said, had I been informed, I wouldn't be going out saying, boy, this is going to be great. He says, you know, I'm accused of a lot of things, but I don't think I'm stupid enough to go around saying this is going to be like shopping on Amazon or Travelocity a week before the website opens if I thought it wasn't going to work. How did he not realize this was happening? The most powerful leader in the free world on his administration's most important issue. It's like a powder keg of political TNT, and he didn't know that. The president might have to deal with a lot of things, but when this is your signature piece of legislation, trust me. He knew. Joe in Michigan, batter up. You're our leadoff man. Hey, Joe, how are you?
Doing pretty good, Kate. How are you doing?
Good. Thanks for the call. What's on your mind?
Well, I think people really haven't understood the full ramifications yet of what's going on. You know, we're going to have to start sending this money, I think, as I understand it, to the national government. And when that money goes to the national government, if we're overpaying, they're not going to give it back to us. A couple years ago, when Social Security had some extra money in there, they ended up mailing it back to us as not an earned income credit. But
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
So mm-hmm. What's to say down the road that, you know, not this president, it could be another president, but they've got a different agenda and they say, hey, you know, we've got a, you know, $3 trillion surplus in the health care, and they just see the dollar sign, so they rob it. Then all of a sudden, you know, health care rises and we're back in to a health care that's not funded enough, you know. Mm-hmm. And further down the road, what happens to people who are 2 years into it and they don't pay the penalty, and so now they're behind on their taxes? So are we going to start to arrest, you know, half of our, you know, not a half, but 2 or 3% of our population that's behind on taxes because they're not paying their penalty?
Yeah, exactly, and that's right. That's what's going to happen, because this is what I'm hearing from people who are writing me. That's what I've been going through for the past, you know, couple of weeks, and we've been all over, Joe, healthcare from the very beginning, and we saw this coming. We kept asking those questions, and nobody knew the answers to them. So we knew this was going to happen, and now here it is, and this is just the beginning of the drama. I think it's going to get a lot worse before it even gets better, and the idea to me, I believe, is to ram the single-payer system down our throat eventually, because we'll have no other option.
Well, and if you go down that road, okay, if you go to a single-payer option, I mean, there's thousands, probably even hundreds of thousands of jobs that are going to vaporize overnight because you have medical insurance. You're not going to need all these medical coders and these paperwork. I mean, that's 25% of healthcare is all the paperwork, just like with any other job. So, I mean, I don't really think they understood, and maybe it'll take 25 years. You know, maybe 25 years from now, you know, instead of being a stooge, he'll be a hero because, you know, everybody does have socialized medicine, but most of the places that do have it aren't happy with it.
Yeah, and we certainly have interviewed plenty of those people, Joe, on this show. I've talked about this a lot, where people in, thanks for the call, people in Canada, and we talked to, and people in Europe and England. When I was in Ireland, I talked to some people about it. The people in Ireland they thought it was good. They didn't have a problem with it, the people that I talked to. But the people in England told me some horror stories about waiting for long periods of time for surgeries that they needed, but where it was like an appendix, but it wasn't bursting, and there was so much of a backup they had to wait. But yes, they would get it eventually, but they couldn't just get it right away, and they felt some pains and all of that, and that's what clued them into it. And the same thing in Canada. They said, we had Sam that used to call us all the time from Canada, who said people in Canada would try if they could somehow to get to the United States and figure out a way, if it was a procedure they could pay for, have it done in the United States. because, frankly, that wasn't happening in Canada. You would have to wait for a long time to get a hospital bed, especially in something elective like a knee surgery. Stay with us.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce their own tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
I think it's legitimate for them to expect me to have to win back some credibility on this health care law in particular and on a whole range of these issues in general. I was not informed directly that the website would not be working as the way it was supposed to. Had I been informed, I wouldn't be going out saying, boy, this is going to be great.
All right, credibility, that's being called into question when it comes to the president, and he went on the offense, the defense, and everything else in between, coming out to address the problems of the individual mandate and the cancellations of the policies and, you know, ultimately what he threw up as the fix that's not going to work for everybody, the fix that would only ultimately run for a year anyway. So here's the bottom line. In your eyes, as you listen to me, what would you say about the president's credibility at this point? I think the problem is this. It's the people-pleasing thing and the lack of transparency. And ultimately, with the problems with Affordable Care, a.k.a. Obamacare, You give the people the truth. The people want the truth. And we can understand the truth. So with the drama that's gone on and the nonsense coming out of the White House, spin in one direction, spin in the other direction, oh, but wait till you see how many people are going to enroll in all of that. It would have been better to come straight out and just say, listen, this is a nightmare. This isn't what we thought was going to happen. It's hard trying to push this through. Whatever. Whatever the true deal is here. And the president says opponents might be seeking an excuse not to complete the job, but he's going to keep pushing for the legislation. He says he has worked to rebuild confidence around some of the initiatives. Oh, yeah. I've gotten more letters, notes, whatever, from Democrats than in the entire time that I've done this show, saying that they would never have voted for the president had they realized what was going on. I mean, he had to admit he's got credibility problems. The Republicans are hammering away at this, and it's interesting because the Republicans were being blamed for the government shutdown, and it wasn't looking good, and then this was gifted to them. The rollout on October 1st was the big thing, because if it had been smooth, healthcare.gov, even with the cancellations of some of the policies, it would have been easier to weather it. I think Americans are very distrustful of this White House, even if they're Democrats. And, of course, for Republicans, this is raw meat. Whether, as John said, who emailed me, well, what is the answer of the Republicans? They don't have an answer for health care at all. Who is going to do the damage on the Republican side of the aisle? Who is going to dance around it there? Who's going to take over and advocate for health care? And the answer is, what the Republicans would say is, this is something that should have been debated and thought out in a different direction. There's not going to be a bipartisan fix to this debacle. It's not going to happen. I don't believe so. And I think that the deal is to ultimately go to the single payer system. And what I know of the single payer system, from having a couple of different friends, one that lived in England and had a baby in England and said, the health care was not great, but if you had money for the extra coverage, if you got the premium coverage, so you had free health care, but to get better coverage, so you had your own room in a hospital, you had better access to getting the elective surgeries and that kind of thing, if you had the extra insurance, then it was good. It was fine. And it's the same thing we heard from Sam in Canada. If you had the extras, then it was a different story having just the socialized medicine or single payer, whatever you want to call it, doesn't matter. Everyone across the board has coverage. And some people think, you know what, that's the answer. That if we put in the single system and then we worked it out and figured it out correctly, why couldn't we do it better than other people do it? Because after all, this is America. Well, at this point, none of it's working. I would say that I wouldn't feel really comfortable about anything that's coming down the pike. And credibility for this president is off the charts in the opposite direction of where the Democrats want it to be. So we just went through the shutdown. It cost $24 billion. Republicans were bearing the brunt of that. And then the Democrats, or this administration, gifted the Republicans the nightmare of affordable health care, starting with the rollout. And that website has to be ready by the end of November. And guess what? We're almost there. If it's not, that credibility goes even lower. I predict if it's not, that the president's approval rating will go as low as 32. I think it'll go that low, which is amazing when you think the high 50s and where he started out and where he kind of hung around and then where it ends up. And trust me, they care about this in the White House. He's a two-term guy. He's already well into his second term. But it's about the people behind the president and what happens with the Democrats and what happens in the midterm elections. And they're going to pay the price in some cases in some states for what's happening here. Juice View says free health care is no good. Doctors not getting paid. And that's the problem. Thanks for that, Juice. The doctors not getting paid. We have talked to probably 100 doctors in the last 2 years, and that's what they'll say, that they're getting out of medicine, that they don't want to stay in it between what they have to pay for their malpractice insurance and then the paperwork, because now they're paper pushers. The paperwork that they have to go through, the doctors themselves can't just shove it all off to the office person. They're saying that many are saying that they're going in opposite directions or specializing, especially when you look at internal medicine or somebody just wanting to be a family doctor, wanting to be the pediatrician, those, and wanting to be, you know, the OB doctor that the OBGYN doctor that delivers the babies, because it's too costly to do that. It's too risky to do that with where we're headed. And that's a scary proposition for a lot of people. I've already talked about this probably way too much, but I know all of you can relate to this. Really, who wants to, nobody wants to be sick, and nobody wants to be surprised by an awful diagnosis, or you don't know what's wrong with you. You go to the doctor, and you don't know the doctor, and so they don't know you. They're asking a million questions. It's a guessing game, even the best doctors in the world. They're trying to figure out what it is you have. Do you have a problem with the thyroid? I mean, look at all, you hear it here on the show, all the problems with acid reflux that people are having, gallstones. I mean, pick your poison as to what could possibly be wrong with what ache or pain that you have going on. And if you go to a doctor who's very unaware of your situation, there is a better chance of a longer time to be diagnosed, frankly, with what is actually wrong with you. And Cop just echoed what I said. What about the malpractice insurance for the doctors? They are way out of line in cost, and that's what is chasing doctors, some doctors, away from the business. And then the cost of seeing the doctor has certainly flipped in the opposite direction. And this is a thing that we all share because, you know, healthcare, ultimately your health is what you have. You can be poor as a church mouse and you can be filthy rich, but the one thing that you cannot buy is better health. If you're sick, if you're riddled with an illness, even sometimes with the best doctors recommended, it's not guaranteed you're going to get better. And now, because of all the things that are happening with insurance and chasing some of the better doctors out, I think it's going to get worse. Oh, I hate to be the bearer of such bad news. Hey, stay classy, America.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system, and a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health.
Order Pro EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com. Terraganix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro EM1, the raw probiotic.